You know, it's an odd question because Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So here it's clear that God definitely has a right to do this for himself, to choose to not know something. So, I mean, like, for instance, you know, we were just talking with someone off the air a second ago about how Jesus, you know, didn't know the day or the hour when he is going to return when he was on earth. And yet the Father knew. The Father knew. So this is an interesting aspect because it really sounds strange to us. I'm like, how can God keep something from himself? But yet here Jesus makes it clear that within the Godhead, not all aspects were known to each other, as basically a statement, Matthew 24, 36, about the day of the hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. And so it's clear that, you know, the three in one, the Godhead, which, you know, it boggles the mind to try and really figure it out. But at the same time, it's clear, even though Jesus is God, there is an aspect where he hid it from himself. And, you know, it sounds funny to think that God could do that, but yet, even as people, we kind of do that sometimes, don't we? We kind of hide things from ourselves and we fool ourselves into thinking things that aren't true. And, you know, not that God is comparable to that, but I'm just saying if we can do that in our limited capacity, God is fully capable of saying, you know what, I'm going to withhold this part for myself for right now.
I think this might be one of the situations where, that could definitely be the case. But one of those things where, because we have such limited understanding and not even like an eternal perspective and all that wisdom, that one day we're probably going to realize and be like, oh, I get it now. But yeah, it's hard to understand right now.
It really is one of those things we may understand when we get to see him, or even when we see him face to face, we're still going to be like, you know what? I don't get the, you know, how this whole thing works with God, but is it really necessary to know?
But he's God. We worship him nonetheless.